Blog Talk Radio.
Friday afternoon, 7:30 on the East Coast, depending on where you are in the world. Again, I bow to you because, again, you could be doing something else. And I'm so very fortunate to be able to bring to you a special show with a special person. The brother that I'm going to introduce to you, some of you know who I'm talking about because you've been tuning in. And for those who are new to the show, if this is your first time listening, then I've got a treat for you. My special guest is a healer. He has been on this healing path for some 35 years and doing it successfully. I like to refer to him as my doctor. He's the resident physician of, if you will, he's not a medical physician, but the resident, I'll call him a resident healer, if I can say healer, a resident healer of Juwanza for Life. We've been bringing on shows with this brother for over a year, and each show is very enlightening, learn so much, always. And I really appreciate my brother who I'm about to introduce to you now. His name is, we call him King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And, again, I mentioned that he's a healer. This is what he does for a living, okay? I mean, he's been doing it successfully for some 35 years. And I just want you to know that if you happen to know of anybody who has any ailment, who's sick, shut in, they don't have to be, okay? And it's through wisdom and knowledge. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, I thought that was very interesting because this is God talking, okay? God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. God, your people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? That means then, so because God is God, right? God can do anything, right? God can overcome their lack of knowledge and keep them from being destroyed. But the statement was, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So it's the lack of knowledge that's destroying people. So that's why I do these shows, to help spread the knowledge of health, holistic health, you know, longevity, peace, love. Go back and listen to the archives. There's going to be something there for you. But let me get to my guest today. Again, welcome, Brother King Coy Dunstan, ladies and gentlemen, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's got a powerful testimony that I want you to hear. Brother Coy, welcome back to the show. I really appreciate having you back, my brother.
Good to be back, and I say good evening to you and your queen and the audience. Good to be back with you all. Thank you.
You know, Brother Coy, as you know, the title of this show is The Function of Organs, Glands, and Hormones. Now, when we think of organs, glands, and hormones, you know, I already know that I'm going to love this show because you can't see your organs, not your internal organs. You can't see with the naked eye your hormones, okay? You can't see these things, and you can't see your glands. You might be able to feel your glands in your neck or something, but you can't see them. And oftentimes, as the saying goes, out of sight, out of mind. Okay, if you, for example, bumped your arm and you got a bruise, you would be able to see the bruise, okay? And as a result of seeing the discoloration, you know that there's something wrong going on there. But if for whatever reason, let's say you have a hormonal imbalance, you can't necessarily see that with your eye. And again, out of sight, out of mind. So could you talk about just the need for people, first of all, to understand their body, okay, because it's through that lack of understanding, again, that's what's destroying people. Just to understand not just the things that we can see, but there's a whole other world going on inside of us. And then for those who might be tuning in and hearing you for the first time, if you could please give your very extremely powerful testimony.
Good. Yes, sir. Well, I'll start with my testimony. I started, my mother got me involved in this whole process of healing. And she was, back in 1980, she was diagnosed with cancer of the breast, colon, and the liver. And the doctors had told her there was nothing they could do for her. And she asked me what I would do if I was in her shoes. And we talked about chemotherapy and all of that. I told her that I don't know much about chemotherapy, but I know that most people that decided to go through it got sicker and eventually died. And we went through all of that, and I told her, well, if it was me, I would just go home and, you know, pack up and get ready to meet my maker instead of being used as a guinea pig in the hospital. So she took my advice, and we went home, and I felt an obligation to do more, so I got involved in learning about the herbs and how to use them and how the body functions and what happens when we get cancer, and we found out some of the alternative things that we could do about it, and we decided to try them. We started with the diet. We eliminated things that we knew that contributed to the disease. Like dairy, sugar, and meat, white products, that kind of stuff. We just eliminated it from the diet. We learned how to fast. We prayed, got into our spiritual side. And all of that together worked to our good, and she lived 10 years after that. And after learning all I had learned about how to use the herbs and how the body worked, I opened up a business called Secrets of Nature, and well, back then it was called Yours Naturally, and I started working with the public. Anyone that was willing to come, we shared whatever we could with them, and I've been doing that now for, like you say, 35 years, and I'm thankful that God has kept me and allowed me to do it. So that's a little short spiel on how I got involved and what I'm doing today. But today we're talking about the glandular system and the organs in the body. Mm-hmm. And I suppose the simplest way to keep it, I don't want to get too complicated with it because it can get complicated. Okay. The glands are, it regulates the body functions, your organs. Your organs are generally known as the heart, the liver, the lungs, those larger organs in the body that... Mm-hmm. It's the foundation of your body that keeps you alive and work with you. Now, the glandular system works with regulating the body. It keeps everything from the things that are produced or the functions performed by the organs are kind of, you could say, regulated by the glands. Some of the glands work internally. Some works with the external parts of the body. Functions of the body, like tears and sweat, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they work, regulate they keep the organs in balance and keep them functioning properly. So they're more of a regulator. The organs are more the engine or the motor of the body. Mm-hmm. So when we look at those things, I like to separate them and look at the functions of the, well, we think we know what the functions of the organs are: the heart, the lungs, major functions of the body. The heart pumps blood throughout the body. The lungs regulate the oxygen in the body. The liver is regulate the toxicity or the toxic level or the pH balance of the body. And you got the stomach and all these other functions, and those things have to be protected from excessive toxins or excessive function or over functions or for improper use. Say if we drink too much, then the liver is going to be affected. The effect in the liver, you're going to go into the pancreas, and it can lead to all kind of different diseases when your liver is attacked, under attack. But most of the functions or most of the diseases that come in the body, the preventable diseases, oftentimes come from overworking or not properly working the liver function. The liver cannot process the toxicity because we keep dumping it in. So we get the breakdown of the pancreas, which leads to diabetes, which is probably the number one condition that we get. And the pancreas is part of the liver function that regulates the liver function, and we get into this disease process. The pressure goes up, the kidneys become under attack because we don't drink enough water to wash this stuff out, and we go through the process of disease. That's how we go into it. But the whole process of disease is one that can be reversed or prevented simply by understanding the functions of the organs in the body and how we need to make sure that we give them what they give those organs what they need so that we can prevent or avoid or reverse a disease. So we go through this process to explain the glands and the organs so that we can get a better understanding of the disease process and what we are doing wrong that causes us to go into this disease process. And primarily, again, it comes back to your diet, your stress level, your exercise level. And we go through this process, and they break down, and we begin to get sick. And behind it all, oftentimes, is just the stress level breaks down the function of the organ, and then the glands get out of kilter because it doesn't know what to do. It's not the organs are not responding so that the organs can do what they need to do in terms of producing hormones and all the other stuff that we have problems with in our body, hormones. It's different for men than women, but it all comes from the same process of this disease process that we overwork the body and we become diseased in an area of the body that we cannot reverse because we have these habits that we have, and instead of changing the habits, we start going to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes us a pill, but we don't address the underlying condition that caused the breakdown in the first place. So we just go from one disease to another. Call it what you want. It comes from the same process of, you know, lack of oxygen, lack of water, lack of exercise, too much stress on the body, not getting enough rest, not resting properly. And that in general is just how the functions of the body work and how we should be mindful of when we see a problem, we should feel a problem, we should first understand that it is a problem with the glandular system or primarily the organ system. An organ is breaking down, and we are not doing what we need to do to get that organ to work properly because oftentimes we don't even understand that it is a problem in the organ or we don't understand what to do about it. So that's where we are with this today.
Well, I guess now would be a good time for me to ask this question or ask you to answer this particular statement that you hear a lot of people make, and that is, and I've heard this over the years, and that statement is, everything in moderation, you know. So you might take a person that drinks. Now, they might not drink every day, okay? They might be a sociable drinker. They might drink once a month, or you have some people, the only time they take a drink is once a year, on December the 31st, you know, they might say, look, I can put it down. You know, I'll drink once a year, everything in moderation. You have people that do everything in moderation. Eat meat in moderation, you know, whatever the case is, you know, in moderation. What is your take on that, because the body is still the body, you know, and whatever you do in moderation, it's still going to affect whatever you do negatively in moderation. It's still going to negatively affect your body. So what would be your take on that?
Well, the organs are made up of cells, and when we do too much sugar or alcohol or smoking or any of those kind of things, we are killing cells. And it's difficult to regrow those cells sometimes. And in fact, sometimes, particularly in the brain, it's very difficult to regrow brain cells. So once you damage that, you would have to really be on a kind of regime that would repair that damage, if that's what you're going to do. As humans, we are going to do things that we shouldn't do occasionally, but the idea is that we should recognize that overindulgence, or sometimes, in some cases, any indulgence in things that are toxic to the body is not going to be beneficial in the end. So we should try to refrain from those things and do the things that we do what we're supposed to in terms of not engaging in too much alcohol or any alcohol or not smoking. Your body can take a lot of abuse, and God will forgive you, but your body won't. So you have to remember that and keep that in mind when you engage in your worldly pleasures, and be prepared for the consequences of that action.
You know, Brother Coy, there's so much information out here concerning holistic health and, you know, the benefits of being vegetarian, vegan. I read a study once where they actually did a study over years. It was an experiment in, I believe it was China. I believe it was one of the Orients. And they actually took a group of people, two groups of people, and monitored them for 20 years. And in that 20-year span, I mean, all things being equal, these two groups of people were eating the same thing, you know, or not, I take that back, not eating the same thing, but drinking the same amount of water, getting the same amount of exercise, breathing the same amount of air. You know, they all lived in the same proximity. The only thing that was different was one group was a meat-eating group and the other group were vegetarians. Well, it so happens that the vegetarians outlived the meat-eating group by an average of 20 years. It was actually over a 20-year span. It was more than a 20-year span, but they found that the vegetarian group outlived the meat eaters by an average of 20 years. Now, that, to me, was impressive, because when I see studies like that, when all other things are equal, you know, it's like it makes me really, at the very least, consider the benefits of you know, changing a lifestyle. When you read information like that, and there have been a number of studies done on this, then at least when you hear information and you have facts or statistics to back up something, my suggestion is please pay attention to it. At least give it the thought that is due to it, the consideration that is due to it, because, again, when you have, in the face of all of the things that we see today, people are dying of cancer, high blood pressure, I mean, stroke, arthritis, I mean, you name it, you know, people are dying from diabetes, sickle cell, I mean, whatever the case is, you know, when you see information that's hard, cold, straight up, in your face, documented facts that can be verified, then at the very least consider the information before you reject it. Again, the Chinese have a saying, no investigation, no right to speak. You have a lot of people that dismiss stuff just because they heard somebody else dismiss it. Not that either of the people dismissing it have done the research. It's just that they heard somebody else dismiss it, and it sounded good to them, and so they dismiss it as well. Like, oh, that don't work, you know. But they haven't done the research. So I just want to say to everybody, do your research, okay? Yeah. Again, we're talking with Brother King Coy Dunstan this afternoon. We're talking about the organ system. We're talking about glandular system, and we're talking about hormones. Brother Coy, for a lot of people, they don't understand, what are hormones? What are they? We hear them. We hear about them. I've heard people say, you know, so-and-so, they've got a hormonal imbalance, or their hormones are out of whack, but we really don't, because we don't see these things with our eyes. What are hormones?
Well, the hormones is part of the glandular system, I'd say. And the glandular system, again, regulate the hormones. And when we look at the glandular system in that respect, when we, particularly in the case of women, when we go into menopause or some kind of hormonal imbalance, you see that the glandular system, again, produces the hormones that regulate that function. So when we get to a place where the toxicity in the body or the functions of the body is not properly carried out or it becoming diseased, you'll find that you'll have these fluctuations in hormones, and hormones will can regulate your mood, it regulates your energy level, it regulates your energy level primarily, and you find that you become weak in those areas. Your sexual glands, your sexual function becomes diminished, and you go into this process of hormone imbalance, which is a real problem with menopause and in men with sexual dysfunction. So we have to understand that we are doing something to cause these hormones or these hormonal imbalance, in the body. And we have to understand that we can do something to reverse that or to address that simply by feeding that glandular system with the foods or with the energy that it needs so that it function properly. And most of the times, most of those hormonal imbalances come from too much animal fat in the system and not enough cleansing or detoxing. And you get this hormonal imbalance that causes the body to go into a dysfunctional state where you lose control of your energy and become angry or become sad, or it can lead to depression. So your hormones is a real main function in terms of communicating not only with the rest of the organs but with other the other glands in the body. And your hormones, if they're not balanced properly, it can make you very irritable or upset or depressed even. So we have to be careful when we feel ourselves going into these diseases that we look at what's going on with our hormonal system, and that will lead us back to the endocrine system where the glands are, and we can begin to address any of those problems simply by feeding the body properly and giving it what it needs to function properly, and we can have a balanced hormonal system and not get into these ups and downs that we go through in terms of our mental level. The brain, it controls everything, and when your hormones are out of balance, that means your brain is out of balance, so you have to go back and look at what you're doing to create that condition and just begin to address it, learn how to address it in a way that it will not increase or add any other toxins in the body so that we can function at our optimum level hormonally. So your hormones is very important in terms of how you look at life and how people look at you, and your energy, your mood, all of those things are regulated in the hormonal balance in the body.
You know, brother, it's so interesting. And by the way, I just want to say to all of the listeners online, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have a question and you'd like to speak to Brother Coy and, you know, just or say hi to me, just press one and I'll bring you on board. You know, we see, you know, you mentioned the brain. And a lot of times when people talk about the organs in the body, the brain is never mentioned. It's rarely, if ever, mentioned at all. And like you mentioned, it runs everything. I mean, the brain is, you know, how you think. I mean, and so you might take people that are in relationships, for example, okay, and they might be experiencing problems in their marriage or their relationship, and it could be just the diet, okay? It could very well be that the issue could be cleared up if the diet was changed from a diet to a live it, as I like to say, you know, because if a lot of the things that people are ingesting are having an effect on the hormonal system you know, and the glandular system and all of the different, you know, systems in the body, particularly the brain in this instance, then the way people think is affected. And, of course, the way you think is going to govern how you react and respond, you know. So even if you could just talk about the brain as an organ and the need to nourish it, to do things to stay away from, you know, so that we don't, you know, put toxics into our system that are going to affect the brain, like drugs or, you know, different things. But just even ways to nourish the brain, for example, drinking more water, you know, taking herbs or foods that are high in chlorophyll, you know. Could you talk about that?
Well, the brain is about 75% water, and one of the major malfunctions in the brain comes from not drinking enough water. So, yes, I would say drinking water is one of the first things you want to do. Make sure you're getting the proper amount of water, not too much, not too little, but at least enough to equal half your body weight in ounces. So you want to, if you look at, if you weigh out 200 pounds, then you want to make sure you drink 100 ounces of water a day at least. That's kind of a benchmark to kind of shoot for. And then you have to remember that these cells have to be developed and to build or to keep the glands and the organs safe. You have to have the you have to have the connection from your brain to your body to make sure that you are sending the right signals to the organs, sending the right signals to your glandular system, so that they function properly. And the hormones play a role in that too, in terms of developing the cell, and when that cell development is interrupted, you're going to get the problem with your brain is going to start shortening out, let's say, and it's primarily because you're not getting enough water, one, and number two, you're not giving enough essential fats so that it can perform the functions that it's supposed to do. So that would be a baseline for any nutritional program. You want to make sure you're drinking your water and you're getting your essential fats, omega-3s, to make to keep the brain connected to the body so they can send proper messages where they're supposed to be so that your body will function properly. So, yes, you gotta protect the brain at all costs. We are finding now that there's something called DHA that helps preserve your memory so that you don't go into Alzheimer's and lose all function. And you got something called DHA, which is another form of essential fat that feeds the brain and it give the brain what it needs to function properly. So, yeah, those are the things that you need to look at when you're dealing with a lot of the diseases that we have today, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, all these nerve-based diseases. We have to look at how do we protect the nerve system, how do we protect the brain system so that it can tell the nerve system when to do what it's supposed to do and do it properly. So, yes, the brain is the motor of the whole body, and we have to make sure we protect it and know how to protect it so that at least we have that frontline defense system up so that the lymphatic system will do what it's supposed to do and the organs will function in a way that it will not create more disease or at least maintain the body in a way so that it will function properly. That's where we want to go with the brain function. And oftentimes we mess up our brain because we put too much alcohol or we smoke too much or we eat too much meat or animal fat will clog up your arteries. Even though we call it animal fat, it's not a good fat. It's the fat that will go in and stop that. It will cut off the circulation or the communication between the brain and the organs and the glandular system, and you can break down that way too, and that's what a lot of happening to a lot of us as we age now. We're losing our brain and our memory processes because we're not putting the right things in our body to make sure our brain functions at its maximum capacity. So, yeah, the brain is very important in that respect, yes.
Well, if we could we, since we're talking about the brain in news recently, I'm sure you've heard about Robin Williams, the comedian who actually committed suicide a few days ago.
Yes,
you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. Now
he had Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Was it depression? Was he depressed?
Well,
because I know that
they called it depression at first. They called it depression, yes, but it certainly was a brain imbalance that he was suffering from, and what he was doing about it, as far as I know, he was just on counseling or going to a psychiatrist or something. But whether or not they addressed his brain function in a way that given him the proper nutrition, they probably didn't, because he seemed to have been getting progressively worse to the point where he didn't want to live anymore. So mm-hmm. I would say whatever they were doing, they weren't addressing the brain function that needed to be addressed to get him in a state where he could function to his satisfaction. So he decided to leave here.
Well, I know that, you know, when you think of depression, a lot of times, having read a little bit on it, it's associated in many cases with bipolar, you know. And, you know, I know that in some communities, people are quick to call somebody bipolar if they detect a particular type of behavior that's erratic. You know, the first thing is, oh, that person's bipolar. Now, they might not be medically diagnosed as bipolar, but just for the sake of discussion here, bipolar and depression often go hand in hand. So when addressing the brain and its function nutritionally, what would be good, say, herbs even that could help address a person who may be, you know, clinically diagnosed as being depressed and or suffering from bipolarism, if that's a word?
Well, probably the lifestyle they're living has probably created some kind of inflammation, and that inflammation is attacking the brain. And we don't know enough about what to do to get the get that inflammation out of the brain. But again, from what we know now, the first thing you want to do is take the high milligram vitamin C, bring down any inflammation, take care of that. You may even want to do a parasite program. There's a combination called parasite cleanse. Make sure mm-hmm. that the parasites are not controlled in the brain. And then you go get into your essential fats and your DHA to make sure that the brain is getting what it needs. So that process, I think we would see a lot of result in terms of dealing with those kind of brain-based diseases. Nowadays, there are several other things that are out there. You could add the turmeric. Turmeric is good for inflammation in the body, and it also helps repair the brain. And tart cherry juices are also good for cleaning out the brain and preventing brain decay. So mm-hmm. there are a number of things now that are out there that I don't know if the medical professional is engaging in any of these things in any kind of way. But in the people that I work with, I make sure that they get that kind of base, so that the supplemental base, so that they can at least have a fighting chance of keeping the brain functioning the way it should. So yes, there are things to I would suggest that you could do to recommend that brain function, so you don't stay in a state of depression or have it take you to a place to where you don't want to live. There are things that we can do to reverse that and to rebuild the brain, so that we get the energy back in the brain so that it can function, so we can function properly. But most of those nerve-based diseases comes from, you got to first get down the inflammation, and then you can begin to work with the supplements that you need to address any particular problem, like depression, mood changes, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. We can work with it now. Parkinson's, all of those things. We are working in a way now where we're finding that the plant-based diet still provide the best alternative to deal with those kind of conditions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brother Coy, somebody wants to talk to you. Let's bring them on board. Okay. 4356. You are on the air with King Coy Dunst.
Hi, this is Renee again. And first of all, it's a loud background. My question and mute out. I wanted to firstly say what you all heard with regard to Robert Williams. too, was also diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Wondering if that had an impact. And secondly, is there a way to increase female the estrogen as opposed to my daughter? I spoke to you about this last week, Wanda. She has an increased amount of testosterone. And so we have some issues with regards to that hormonal imbalance. And I was wondering if there is naturally any way to increase estrogen.
Yes. The when we're dealing with the female organs, we want to make sure that one of the leading herbs that we've used is black cohosh. But oftentimes black cohosh alone is not enough because the black cohosh don't deal adequately with any inflammation and it doesn't deal with the essential fats that you need. So I say black cohosh alone is not enough. I would do maybe get a multiple vitamin formulated particularly for women that had a combination of herbs and all the vitamins and minerals that you need to regulate the female hormone. And, again, the vitamin C to bring down the inflammation and make sure you detox and correct your diet in a way so that it assists the body in recovering from any kind of hormonal imbalance.
Okay. Queen Renee, did you have a follow-up question?
No, that's it. I'm going to be coming to see you probably Monday. I haven't been able to get there yet, but I really have to come see you because my daughter has been diagnosed with PCOS, and it's a real issue. She has real serious issues with regards to regulating her menstrual cycle. She'll be on for weeks. You know, and they gave her the birth control, and that's not helping. And it's just I want to go another way, I think. I really do need to go another way. But I am going to come see you next week.
Well, that'll be a good start, and I'll sit down with you, and we can see what we can do.
Thank you so much. Okay. Really quick, if we could we talk about, that's why I love doing these shows, because there's so many people out there that have real life situations that they're dealing with. And unfortunately, the route that people have been taking to try to address them has not had the best results, you know. And that's why I really commend you, brother, and appreciate you coming on the show to help to get this information out to the general public, because you can't do what you don't know to do. You know, and so if you're not hearing this information, if you've never been exposed to this type of information, then certainly you can't take advantage of it if you don't know that there is another route. So, brother, again, I commend you for, you know, coming on and sharing this information because it's so, so necessary.
The first step is like what she said to you. You have to come to a realization that you need to do something different. And then you seek out the kind of help that can get you on that track and keep you there. And that's where I work best is getting people to make the changes necessary to address whatever condition they're dealing with, yes.
And I want to say to the people that you can address it, and it's going to take something on your part. It's not as simple as just going, if you want to get well, if you're sick and you want to get well, it's just not as simple as going to the doctor giving you a prescription, and now all of a sudden, all of your troubles are gone. Actually, that just might be the beginning of some very, very serious troubles to come down the road, simply because a lot of the medications are extremely toxic, and they're going to have side effects. And although you might feel better, as Corey says, you might feel better momentarily. You might feel better for a moment. But in the long run, there are going to be some serious adverse side effects that you really don't want to deal with. So, and then if you go back to the doctor for the side effects, they're going to give you another pill. So there's a way to prevent all of this, and you have to know that you have the control. You can control what goes into your mouth. You can control what advice you follow, you know, so you don't have to end up like a lot of the friends that we've lost along the way, not to gun violence, but just simply because they died of diabetes or they died of heart trouble or, you know, arthritis or something took them out that didn't have to, you know.
Yeah.
So, Brother Coy, again, to the listeners, again, if you have another question, just press one. I'll bring you on. Let's talk about the different glands in the body. There are glands that we hear about all the time, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the thyroid gland. You may have covered this before, but if you could just again, what are what is the role of the glandular system? And for those who are listening, to break down a couple of these glands, the pineal gland, its function, the pituitary gland, and the hypothermia gland?
Yeah, Probably starting with the pituitary gland is the gland that regulates your hormone. So that ties in with what we've been talking about. And usually the problem with that is that you get inflammation in that pituitary gland and it messes with everything else that you, how you ought to feel, what you ought to think, how you regulate your energy level. The pituitary gland plays a major role in that. And learning how to protect and take care of the pituitary gland is something that I don't know if people know about much about. But, again, it's a brain function, and if we give the brain what it needs, the things we talked about earlier, you're going to find that the pituitary will respond in kind. Then you got the pineal gland, which is the gland that really regulates how you view your spiritual side. It takes you into your spiritual side, into your meditative state. It really is like a third eye. It's called the third eye. And if you learn how to relax or meditate, you're activating your pineal gland, and it enables you to do what you think you can't do. In other words, it's your connection to God in a way. So you have to understand how the pineal gland work and what to do about that so that you, I suppose the pineal gland, I think pineapple is good for that.
Okay.
But some people can't eat pineapple, so you want maybe the watery fruits would be good for the pineal gland to make sure you keep it washed and clean so that you can focus in into that third eye and see into the future. So that's the pineal gland. Then the thyroid, which is probably one of the most talked about glands today in terms of imbalances. You get the goiters in the thyroid gland. It's under the neck kind of. And you see sometimes people with the swelling under the neck. That's a thyroid function, and that's directly related to toxicity in the body, too much lead, too much fluoride, too much toxins in the body. And that thyroid gland regulates your weight. It has a lot to do with your attitude. It also helps regulate the other glands. So the thyroid gland is a very important gland, and a lot of people are affected with thyroid problems. And probably lots of people don't even know that they have a thyroid issue. But if you check your thyroid, chances are it's some imbalance there, and you need to learn how to balance your sodium and potassium so that your thyroid can do what it's supposed to do to help the other body functions the way to control your weight, control your energy, control your appetite. A lot of that is in the thyroid gland. The hypothalamus, again, that's part of the brain. So if you're taking care of the brain, you're going to be taking care of the hypothalamus function in the body, which is to regulate the temperature of the body and your oxygen, your use of oxygen, your breathing is important there to protect the hypothalamus and also all the other things we talked about the brain. And then we have your hypothyroid, which regulates the thyroid or restore your thyroid. It helps you lose weight, gain energy. And that's probably your thymus is another one. That's controlled primarily by the lymphatic system. That's part of the lymphatic system. You get these lymphatic build up under your arms or behind your ear, that kind of thing. That's your thymus. So anyone with any kind of immune-based disease, that should be a consideration in terms of making sure you're taking the thymus supplements. And I think, did we cover them all? There may be one or two more. But those are the important ones. And if we look at the overall picture, again, we see the importance of the brain in terms of the pituitary, the pineal, the hypothalamus.
Mm-hmm.
We see the importance of the lymphatic system with the thyroid and the thymus. And all of those things working together is what makes you healthy. So when one gets out of balance, it can throw some of the others out of balance. And we need to be aware of what is needed, what kind of supplementation is needed to maintain a good glandular system in the body. And there are supplements out there now that can help, particularly with the thyroid. One of the major problems is the use of iodine. And one of the best sources of that is sea vegetation. You can get the kelp, or you can just get a blend of sea vegetation, and that will oftentimes give the body the ability to rebuild or refresh or restore that thyroid function. So at least that's not a problem. But again, we have to look at the diet. We have to look at the stress level so that we don't get caught up in just throwing something at it and not really taking care of the internal problem first. So, you know, relieving the stress, getting the right supplementation, and then making sure we are giving that organ or that gland what it needs to work properly. So that's what we do in terms of helping people with these different conditions. So if you have something like that, we can suggest or recommend things that you can add to your diet to help, and then taking the things out that create the problem in the first place. So, yeah, that's the function of the glands and the glandular system, and you see how important it is in terms of proper body weight and energy level and mood level and all of those things in the glands.
You know, this conversation that we're having, and thank you for that, Brother Coy, this conversation that we're having is not just for people who might find themselves sick or may have gone to the doctor and gotten a bad bill of health. This is for everybody, because you could have gone to the doctor today and gotten a great bill of health. Doctor could have told you you were in tip-top shape, best condition, never felt better in your life. But understand that everything that goes into your mouth is either going to help increase and extend your life, or is going to take away from and detract from the quality of the life and the health that you're feeling right now. So even though you might feel good, you may have gotten a good bill of health, always remember, everything, and I mean everything, that goes into your mouth is going to either add to and can extend your life and bring health and longevity to your body, or it can take away from it. So, again.
And the knowledge, or the wisdom to know the difference is the key. And you have to get into your pineal gland to get to that, yes.
And you talked about ways to do that. And that's interesting, too, just to even have a gland in the body that regulates or is so important to your spiritual side, you know. So even when we think about the body, as I was mentioning to you prior to the show, that just one's own understanding of the anatomy can bring a person closer to God, because when you think of the intelligence behind these organs and their functions, how could you not believe in God when these functions are so closely related to one another? One function depends on another function, and if this doesn't work, that's going to affect that. And you know, it just seems so, there's such a divine intelligence behind the body, the human body, that you know, it would just seem like it would be a natural thing that once you study it, that it's going to bring you into a closer relationship with God, like even with yourself, when you used the herbs and you started doing the studying in the beginning to which brought you to your awesome testimony, how you, you know, use these things to correct the conditions with your mother, it had to also bring you closer to God as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned gun violence earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gun violence is nothing more than the adrenal system just going out of control. And there are several reasons for that. I think the research is showing now that the dietary considerations that we look at has a major role in terms of being able to control your ability to work things out, you know, normally, or resorting to violence. That's your adrenal system. Your adrenal system will cause you to do things that you maybe shouldn't do, or that's against the law, or to even kill someone else. So you want to look at, again, what are you eating and what are you feeding your children to cause them to be out there with all this gun violence. And oftentimes we look and we see children going into the corner store and they coming out with these all different colors drinks and big donuts and pieces of pizza. You ask them for a disaster. You can't function like that, and that's why your body just breaks down and you have no sense of right and wrong and you do anything, and that's what's happening to a lot of us. It's just we are not aware of what we are doing to our bodies and the effects that it's having on not only the child, on the community is something that we all have to kind of pitch in and say, well, we need to look at what these people are selling our children and first of all teach our children that they shouldn't be eating that stuff and maybe show them how it is contributing to their aberrant behavior in terms of not being obedient or saying anything out of their mouth or doing anything they want to do. A lot of that is dietary related. A lot of it is just the children nowadays, they have so much access to information until they think they know more than you, and it's hard to tell them anything. But you have to learn how to sit them down and talk to them and just tell them that this is what's happening and we're not going to do this anymore. And as a parent, that's one of your responsibilities is to raise them in a way that they know right from wrong and know when what they need and what they don't need and have the ability, the cognitive processes to make decisions when they're confronted with these, with all this stuff. So, the gun violence I would put in there too. It's a disease primarily from dietary considerations because we short out our brain by not giving it what it needs, and then we're out of control.
And I'm sure if they did a study, they would find that, and I think you may have alluded to a study once where they did studies even in prison with inmates and actually took a segment of the population off meat, and the others, they continued to eat meat, and the ones who had actually been taken off of meat, they saw a vast reduction in the amounts of violence and actually saw that they actually were more peaceful.
Yeah, but the problem is they don't follow through on that. They still don't say that, they don't go into the schools and say you can't sell this stuff to these children because it's going to lead to this. We're still not following up on the necessary education so that our children will understand the dangers of dealing with all of this stuff. I would consider eating sugar or consuming too much sugar just as bad as taking cocaine or any other drug. In fact, cocaine is one element away from sugar, so they are very much akin, and they pretty much both act on the body the same way. They interfere with your cognitive ability to make right decisions. Yeah.
Well, Brother Coy, we've got a few moments left. If we could just cover a couple of organs, because, again, a lot of people, they know that they have a heart, they know that they have a kidney, they know that they have a liver, but what the exact function of these things is and how it works and what the role that it does in helping to, you know, maintain a healthy, you know, body is lost on a lot of people. So let's take kidney first. What's the role of the kidney, and how does one work with it nutritionally to make sure that individuals doesn't have a weak kidney?
Well, you got to stop dumping all the toxins in it, the sugar, the coffee, all the things that break down the kidney function. But most often the major problem with kidney is that we don't drink enough water to wash that stuff through and keep the kidney from overworking and breaking down. But when that kidney breaks down, it affects the pancreas so that you can't digest your food and or the food you're eating you're not able to digest because it's not food, and you go into this state of diabetes, blood sugar imbalance, and that leads to, again, probably the most preventable disease out there, diabetes. So we have to learn that if we just protect the kidney, drink more water, stop the toxicity which goes through the liver, and the liver's supposed to strain all this stuff out. But if you're constipated and you can't go to the bathroom, or you're not going to the bathroom because you're not giving your body enough green leafy vegetables to keep the stomach pumping out that toxin stuff, you're going to break down into diabetes, and then you're going to have kidney failure. You're going to go on a dialysis machine, and now it seems like when they put you on the dialysis, you three times a week, and it's hard to do anything in between there because as soon as you put something in that's going to help you, they're going to take it right back out.
King Coy, you still there? Hello? Okay, well, everybody, hold on tight. We're going to see can we get King Coy back on the air with you all, and we're going to be on. We've got a couple of minutes left. First, while I have everybody on the phone while we're trying to get King Coy back, I want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to tune in, and for all of the people who have tuned in, again, tell somebody. If you know somebody else out there that is dealing with whatever the situation is, tell them about this show, because we're all about life. King Coy, you back?
Nicole.
We're back.
I missed you. Have a great day. And
Okay. I thought that was Coy. That's his answer machine.
Call you back later. Or you can...
Okay. So listen, everybody, I want to say again thank you for tuning in. Say hello and thank you to a few people. Queen Renee, thank you so much. I know you could be doing other things. Thank you for tuning in. Ma, thank you for tuning in. I see you up there, and I appreciate you. I want to say a special shout-out to Queen Carmen, Healthy247. Thank you so much to the group. Thank you, Queen Jerry. You know, thank you to Queen Debbie, all the people. King Khalil, thank you so much for tuning in and listening, my brother. Certainly appreciate you. Again, this has truly been an awesome show. Brother Coy, you still there? You back?
Yeah, I got you. Got me back. All right.
Right. Brother, I'd like for you, if you would, to give your hours of operation, your store information, where people can reach you, the address of Secrets of Nature, because I'm sure that there are people that after they're hearing this information, they hear, this brother knows what he's talking about. Maybe I can, you know, stop past there, or I have some issues that I might not want to discuss on the air. How can they reach you?
I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. That's 20032. The name of the store is Secrets of Nature. You can look me up on Google me or whatever, and you should be able to find me. The telephone is 202-562-0041, and I'm usually inside the store from about 8 to 6. Sometimes I take a day off, but usually I'm there, and if I'm not, just leave a message, and I will get back with you as soon as I'm available, but I try to make myself available as much as I can. But I'm there from 8 to 6, and if you call and I'm not there, I don't get an answer, just leave a message. And that's 202-562-0041, 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. The name of the business is Secrets of Nature.
All right, Brother Coy, I don't know where we were when you got cut off. We were talking about the kidney. I don't want to just make people hanging on that. Can you remember where you were when you got cut off?
Well, we had pretty much concluded on it. The kidney breaks down, and you primarily from lack of water. You don't give it enough good, clean water. That affects the pancreas, which interferes with your digestive process, and the liver backs up with all the toxicity. That leads to diabetes. That leads to heart attacks, it leads to strokes, simply because, number one, if you drink more water, you could probably avoid about half of the condition there. And number two, if we stop eating synthetic foods, foods that are not natural, we can keep the pancreas functioning so that we don't get this back up in the liver and clog up all the ducts that's supposed to push all this toxicity out. And you can prevent a lot of disease that way simply by drinking more water, stopping the toxic waste that we put in our body, and then not being able to get it out. And then it recirculates, and it leads to all these diseases that we get, which we were talking about. Diabetes is probably the most prevalent one today.
And that's something, the most prevalent one is probably the easiest one to correct. Isn't that something?
That's correct. That's what's happening to us.
Well, Brother Coy, again, I want to say thank you so much, brother, again, for all of the years that you've been on this journey helping us. And I know that it's not easy dealing with our people. You know, it can be very, very challenging at times to share this information with people, because the conditioning, and you, I mean, it, sometimes it shocks me to just the conditioning that we have to overcome when it comes to trying to share with people about the benefits even of eating a plant-based diet, as opposed to, you know, consuming the meat, the dairy, the sugar, and all of that. And it can be, especially when you're talking to loved ones who you see that are ill, you see that they might have a condition, you know, they might have high blood pressure, arthritis, diabetes, and they just totally accepted it. You know, I've heard people say, yes, go ahead.
That's a whole show in itself, because we can take a person, get their blood sugar under control, get the diabetes down, and we can take them and get the cholesterol down. We can take them and get the kidneys functioning again. And then they'll go back and say, well, can I drink sodas, or can I eat a piece of fish or eat some meat? I mean, they'll go right back to where they come from that made them sick in the first place. And they just don't get it. I don't know. That's a whole show we have to look at, and sometimes maybe, and examine exactly what is the human psyche, and why is it so difficult? And how do we break this conditioning that we've endured? We just feel like if we don't have some meat, we haven't eaten anything. That's just part of our nature. And even though we see people dropping from the diseases that are prevalent because of too much animal fat in the body, too much sugar in the body, a lot of it has to do with what's available. Oftentimes we just get what's available and don't really think about the consequences of that. But, yes, we have to recondition our minds to a place to where we don't buy the things that we know make us sick and make them give us things that give life to the body. And that is a process that oftentimes someone has to advocate for and be out front, so that we don't have all this stuff dumped in our community simply because it's cheap to make and it tastes good or sweet, and we eat it because that's all we have to eat. We have to get out of that conditioning, because it's hard to change if you don't have what you need to change.
Well, brother, we're going to definitely have to do a show on that one, because that is that's a very much-needed show. We can get that information out to people and really explore why it's so difficult for people to actually make that change, even in the face of such overwhelming evidence to the benefit of eating a plant-based diet over a diet filled with the toxic things that we mentioned, the meat, the dairy, the sugar, and all of those things. As a matter of fact, a good show to start with, I've got a brother coming on this Tuesday, Orwa Hehi Metura Nkamit. He's Paramount King of the Washington, D.C. region of the Aseraset Society. We're going to be talking about seven laws of God. So we can start there.
All right, he can still take care of that.
Yes, sir. Also, for everybody, I want you to go back to the archives. We've got awesome shows. We've got Mike and Heidi. That's Michael Perry and Heidi Lindman That's Swami Jyotirvakyananda and Swami Abhipandananda. We're talking about Kriya Yoga, meditation. Okay, we can talk about meditation and that role that that might play in this as well. I've got a new member to the Jawanza for Life family, Dr. Ruby Lathan. Boy, you know her. She's going to be coming on again September the 18th from 7 to 8 p.m. So I want everybody to mark the calendars. That's right. Dr. Ruby Lathan is going to be back on September the 18th. Shug Avery. That's right. Queen Shug Avery from The Color Purple. You all remember her. Her. She's coming back. She's going to be on the 27th of this month, of August the 27th. She's going to be back. That's Queen Shug Avery from The Color Purple. Brother Akmal Muakil. Talking about Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine. He's a regular, and he's going to be coming back on, and I'll give you that information next week. But I want you to definitely stay tuned, because on the 21st of this month, I want to introduce you to Queen Tamika Mosley. She's written an awesome book. You've got to hear her testimony. Her son, she can give her testimony better than I, but her son was diagnosed with sickle cell, and after two transfusions, blood transfusions, she said, "No, I'm not going through this again. I'm not watching my son have to undergo this again." So she decided, she took matters into her own hands and took him off of meat and put him on a plant-based diet. And she's going to be coming on the 21st to talk about that. And again, yeah, I want everybody to make sure that you tune in. She's written a book about it, and so I want you to make sure that you tune in for that. Brother, again, Akmal Muakil is coming on Tuesday, August the 19th. Okay, so, Brother Coy, again, it's been truly an honor, a pleasure. You have been doing this successfully for years, and oftentimes people don't always come back to say thank you. You know, you can heal somebody, and they can go on their way, and before you know it, they're gone, and they don't always come back. But for those who have never come back to say thank you, for those whose lives you will touch in the future, brother, I say thank you so much. I know for you it's a labor of love, and your mother's situation changed your whole life. And the rest of us, I mean, I when I think about that, I mean, your mother's situation has impacted my life, and I don't even know her. Never met her. Know what I'm saying? So just her life and living has impacted so all of the people's lives that you've touched, you know? Yeah. And so for all those people and to your mom, you know, I say thank you, my brother. And please, if you could give your information again for the people so that they can reach out to you if they need to.
Yes, my address is 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. Telephone is 202-562-0041, and you can call or come by anytime during the hours between 8 and 6 in the evening, and if I'm not there, you can leave me a message at any time. So, and again, I'd like to express my appreciation for being able to come on your show and give my testimony and participate in the show. You allow me to participate in the show to share what I have learned over these years. I thank you.
Well, thank you, my brother. We benefit. You know, we benefit. And, brother, again, I know you have a job that is a tough one. You know, I know it's not easy. I know you love what you do. I know you love helping people, but I know it's not an easy job. And, you know, I just pray that God continues to strengthen you, you know, to do what it is that you do, because – you know, I'm sure there may be days, because I know sometimes I ask myself, why am I doing this?
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah. So, is anybody out there listening? Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear you, but that's the nature of what we do, and it's a necessary business, and we have to carry on and keep on, and don't forget to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Brother Coy, I will be in touch. Again, everybody, Coy is a regular on Jawanza for Life. He comes on at least once a month, sometimes twice a month. And, again, we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Brother Coy, I'll be in touch with you, and I look forward to the next show, my brother.
Appreciate you. Take care.
All right. Peace.
Same. Shalom.
That was Coy Dunstan, everybody, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I'll give his phone number again. If you want to get in contact with him, you can reach him at 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. Again, everybody, we've got Orwa, Hehi Metara, and Comet, Paramount King of the Washington, D.C. region of the Osiriset Society. He's coming on this Tuesday from 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. We've also got Mike and Heidi. That's the Swamis. That's Jyotirvakyananda. That's Mike. And Abhipandananda. That's Heidi. Okay, and they're talking about Kriya Yoga and Kriya Yoga Astrology. We've got Akmal Muakil coming on the 19th of August, and he's talking about traditional Chinese medicine. Again, Queen Shug Avery from The Color Purple is going to be my special guest, and she's coming on later this month, the 27th of this month, so you want to stay tuned for that. Dr. Ruby Lathan, Queen Dr. Ruby Lathan, is going to be coming on September the 18th. We look forward to that, and again, you definitely want to check out, as I stated, Queen Tamika Mosley, awesome testimony, and she's coming on the 21st of this month. So mark your calendars for all of these shows because you'll be glad that you tuned in. Tell a friend. Remember, I love you. Peace.